get to know you, honey, and all of your lovely mistakes. I've got more than a few to show you, bunny, so why don't we cut the brakes, yeah. Oh, I don't know why, but you just seem nice. And I don't know why, but you seem so kind. Can I get to know you, honey, and all of your lovely mistakes? I've got the breaks, yeah.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey you, have you ever encountered a snail crawling around somewhere they shouldn't be? Although they love to explore, snails are fragile creatures, which is why it's important to learn how to properly rescue them from harmful situations. Never pull on a snail's shell when they are attached to a surface, as this can result in a painful mantle collapse. Before attempting to pick up a snail, see if you can get them to crawl onto a leaf. This is the safest way to move a snail. If the snail refuses to budge, flick some water onto their body and the surrounding area, then tap lightly on their shell to see if they retract. If they retract fully into their shell and are no longer suctioned at all, then they are ready to be picked up. If they do not fully retract, softly push on the side of their body until they detach. Make sure to hold out an open palm under their body in case they fall. So next time you come across a slimy, spirally friend in the middle of a busy hiking path, on the bottom of your gardening equipment, or even inside your mailbox, take a minute to gently transport them to safety. This is their planet, too. This message has been brought to you by your gastropod-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Mm-hmm. Let you know.
Meu tá do outro lado do mar.
Thank you. xamul lumu doon di dem bay faté.